Thank you, Chair. Distinguished delegates, Ukraine aligns itself with a statement delivered on behalf of the European Union. I would like to make some additional remarks in my national capacity. Ukraine believes that the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty remains the cornerstone of the global non-proliferation regime and the essential foundation for the pursuit of nuclear disarmament, serving as a key multilateral instrument for international peace, security, and stability. We stress the importance of taking concrete actions to pursue nuclear disarmament in accordance with Article 6 of the NPT. This action should aim at a significant reduction in the global stockpile of nuclear weapons, particularly emphasizing the responsibility of states with the largest arsenals. Furthermore, Ukraine encourages the universalization and enter into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which would be a substantial step towards achieving the goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. The Missile Material Cutoff Treaty would also be a logical and practical next step, essential to constrain the nuclear arms race and to achieve the global goal of nuclear disarmament. Under normal trends and circumstances, those objectives could be achieved through cooperative international efforts and mutual commitment to disarmament. However, current developments pose significant challenges. Russia's irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, the deployment of Russian nuclear weapons on the territory of Belarus following the agreement between the two states, Russia's suspension of its participation in the New START treaty pose a major threat to the integrity of the NPT. Such actions undermine the foundations of non-proliferation and disarmament globally, thereby eroding security for all. The international community must reaffirm that any threat or use of nuclear weapons is inadmissible. This principle was emphasized in the joint communique on a peace framework, which to date is supported by 92 states and international organizations, and which is adopted at the first global summit on peace in Ukraine, held on 15-16 June in Bugenstock, Switzerland. Ukraine believes that only through effective collective measures will the international community be able to avert a nuclear disaster. Complete and irreversible nuclear disarmament remains the only guarantee against the deadly consequences of the use of nuclear weapons. Distinguished delegates, Ukraine attaches great importance to the NPT's Pillar 1, Nuclear Disarmament and Security Assurances. 28 years ago, Ukraine demonstrated a proactive and responsible approach by abandoning its world's third largest nuclear arsenal and acceding to the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state, setting a pattern for others to follow. This decision was intended to bolster the international non-proliferation regime and contribute to global security. In 2014, Russia, a nuclear weapon state, started its armed aggression against Ukraine and occupied part of our territory. In 2022, Russia escalated to a full-scale armed invasion and launched an unprovoked, unjustified war of aggression against Ukraine. Over the 3 years, Russia has repeatedly threatened to use nuclear weapons against Ukraine and other countries, heightening tensions and significantly increasing the risk of nuclear conflict and global catastrophe. The Russian crisis, which Ukraine and the world face today, underscores several critical lessons for the international community. First, security guarantees have long served as a powerful non-proliferation tool, persuading countries to limit and roll back their nuclear programs. However, Russia's war against Ukraine has demonstrated their inefficacy. The Russian invasion of Ukraine shows that nuclear threats are real, present, and dangerous. Practical responses, such as imposition of severe sanctions against the aggressor state, are essential to eliminate this threat. Third, the Budapest Memorandum was a weak instrument, lacking the status of a treaty and a robust formula for collective security. Fourth, other states like Iran or DPRK may now feel justified in their nuclear pursuit, reluctant to make concessions under current circumstances. Five, states that have refrained from developing nuclear weapons might reconsider their stance due to a growing sense of vulnerability to attack or blackmail. Six, the problem with future security guarantees goes beyond critical will. It includes the capacity to deliver on the promises. And seven, security guarantees or assurances are ineffective at the global level.
states must be protected by explicit external commitments, backed by practical arrangements, including military support if necessary. Given the fact that over 95% of the UN membership does not possess nuclear weapons, providing non-nuclear weapon states with effective negative security guarantees should be a top priority. New instruments should offer direct and reliable guarantees of peace and security, including military support in case of threats to sovereignty and territorial integrity. They should also include provisions for international community's responses in cases of violations by nuclear weapon states. Distinguished delegates, we must rethink the relationship between nuclear weapon states and the rest of the international community by launching and sustaining a global dialogue aimed at developing a new regime of universal, unconditional negative security assurances. This regime should build on existing mechanisms while expanding the responsibilities and accountability of nuclear weapon states. It is imperative to prioritize the establishment of effective negative security assurances, particularly in regions prone to conflict and aggression. This will not only reinforce the global non-proliferation regime, but also foster stability and peace in the regions facing serious security challenges. Through concerted efforts and unwavering commitment, we can achieve a safer and more secure world for all. I thank you, Chair.